Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Longtime legislator and former Senate President John Hines passes away at 87. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette mourns the passing of John Hines, a respected 29-year veteran of the Wyoming legislature. Cowboy State Daily reported, John Hines, a dedicated public servant with 29 years of service in the Wyoming legislature, including a notable term as Senate president, passed away on Friday at the age of 87. Remembered as a soft-spoken statesman who led by example, Hines made significant contributions to Wyoming's political landscape. Having initially served as a lobbyist, Hines transitioned to elected office in 1985, securing his first term in the House. In 2003, he moved to the Senate, where he dedicated 11 years of service, holding various leadership roles such as majority floor leader, vice president, and ultimately president of the chamber. Among Hines' notable achievements was the successful passage of the $217 million Madison Pipeline Project through the legislature. Former Gillette House Speaker Tom Lubnow emphasized the project's critical role in ensuring Gillette's future water security. Additionally, Hines played a pivotal role in the reclamation of abandoned coal bed methane gas wells in the Powder River Basin, a cause of personal significance given the mineral reserves beneath the ranch he called home for nearly his entire life. John Hines leaves behind a legacy of dedicated service and impactful accomplishments in Wyoming's political history. Chuck Gray alleges media is misleading the public regarding voter residency regulations. Secretary of State Chuck Gray swiftly criticized the media for allegedly misinforming the public about his recently proposed voter residency rules during a Senate Capitol hearing on Friday. According to Cowboy State Daily, Gray expressed his concern, stating, "The media has disseminated several articles containing misleading statements that have led to confusion about the intended purpose of these rules. Should these rules be approved, individuals registering to vote in Wyoming would be mandated to provide an additional proof of residency if their identification does not already include this information." Gray emphasized the challenge of verifying that only Wyoming residents participate in the state's elections without implementing this rule. Despite Wyoming's predominantly Republican demographic and minimal instances of proven election fraud in the past, Gray asserted that establishing residency is crucial for upholding election integrity and ensuring voter security. Approximately 100 individuals attended Friday's hearing, with an additional 150 tuning in online to watch the proceedings. The prevailing sentiment in both in-person and online public comments favored the proposed rules, with many coming from influential figures within the Wyoming Republican Party. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.